There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two, and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. I was showing some people the traveler's bag yesterday from the Contact series. Everybody just agrees that that's a great piece of kit, and that's because they've taken Kydex that they make and started making tactical nylon and melded the two of them together. And the printer is going off for some crazy reason. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Out there, there are a few mainstream websites that would consider themselves, quote-unquote, conservative. And some of them may pay lip service to the Second Amendment, which is the most conservative of the amendments because it's the teeth, in my opinion. But only one that I know of, actually, and it used to be two, now it's just one, still holding firm, is Town Hall. Their offshoot is called BearingArms.com. And my guest today is, once again, from BearingArms.com. And that is Bob Owens. Good morning, sir.
How are you doing today, Mr. Brady?
I'm doing okay. Am I to understand that you caught some flack for suggesting in this last Ferguson go-around when somebody was showing up out there, when the Oath Keeper showed up all kitted up and ready to go, that maybe wasn't a smoking hot idea?
Yeah, I got a surprising amount of pushback on that. For some reason, there were a number of folks that thought it was a good idea for four white dudes to show up unannounced wearing body armor and carrying AR-15s, walking through a predominantly black neighborhood that was going through the anniversary of Michael Brown being killed. So things were already tense. And these guys show up out of nowhere carrying AR-15s unannounced, and they weren't exactly welcome for some strange reason.
Now, see, I myself, I was asked about this last night, and I think that there's nothing wrong with some nice, discreet undercover work. That they were actually tasked as some sort of a security detail, right?
Well, that's what they claim. They claimed that an InfoWars reporter was out there and asked for their protection. Well, everybody at the war said, no, we didn't. and what it turns out being is that the InfoWars guy was talking to some of the Oath Keepers guys, and they found out that they were each going to be there, so they kind of sort of hung out. But they were not invited in any official capacity to guard anybody. They just kind of showed up. They sort of latched
on to the InfoWars guy like a remora.
Yeah, and the thing is, I have no problem with Oath Keepers at all. I think the concepts and the ideas they represent are great. I think work they've done in the past in Ferguson has been wonderful. When they showed up during the riots in late 2014 and took up overwatch positions to protect some businesses and were welcomed by the business owners, that's great. But what they did in this particular instance is they inserted themselves unwanted and drew the ire of the local citizenry. And what exactly were they going to do about time somebody opened up on them? Get in a running gun battle?
I don't know. You know, I think about the American counter-terror apparatus that's in place in the United States today, which operates amongst us, unbeknownst to us. And they're aware of each other. They're not alone, you know, wherever they're set up. And they just lead normal lives watching. They just lead normal lives watching. And I just look at this particular thing, whether, for whatever reason they were there, which apparently they gave an erroneous reason for being there, because I'm pretty sure the InfoWars guy doesn't run around wearing big InfoWars clothes.
No. Yeah, everybody tends to, who's a professional at this sort of stuff, tends to think that discretion is the better part of valor.
Certainly. So I don't, you know, they make plate carriers that hide under a T-shirt.
They do.
You yourself demonstrated a belt that you can carry all kinds of stuff short of the actual long gun on your belt and hide it with a T-shirt.
Absolutely. And a fairly form-fitting one at that, not one
yes.
that's grossly overflowing.
So, and, you know, we have the tools and the technology in place to walk amongst the normal citizenry and be just as tacked up as we want to be. And but on our shirt it says, I don't know, bring back Futurama or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Completely
Absolutely.
Generic, homogenous, and everything else. And when I saw them the way they were, my first question was, why? I did not know, and I asked the question why. I did not know that you had caught flack for that, but, you know, there's people that exist just to hate you, don't they?
I don't know. I did find it amusing that several days later, this same group of Oath Keepers decided that they were going to come back to Ferguson, and they're going to arm with AR-15s 50 black residents to do an open carry march.
Right.
And I did find it quite amusing that the same guys who got on my case for the four white guys walking around with AR-15s suddenly thought it was a horrible idea if 50 black folks did. So I'm kind of wondering about their motivations a little bit.
Why is that a bad idea?
I don't know. If it's open carry for one, it should be open carry for all. Let's be a little intellectually consistent here.
Isn't that, aren't what they're doing now, aren't they sort of going a la armed citizen, where, you know, they go in there and arm citizens to defend themselves? Aren't they basically teaching them to fish versus taking them fish?
I don't think they're even doing that. They're basically talking about going on a show march. I think they're going to loan them out and
take them back in.
The thing is done. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't know why somebody would be against that, and I don't know why somebody would actually want to do that.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Quite the head scratcher. Bearingarms.com, it is an offshoot of townhall.com. I noticed the other day that the one that that I thought was sort of a indirect competitor, even though they don't have like a main man like you are at Bearing Arms, I noticed that, the website that had Guns and Gear, what was it? Daily Caller. Daily Caller went from Guns and Gear to Outdoors on their menu. They've gone from Guns and Gear to Outdoors. I wonder if somebody said, you know, I find that sort of offensive. And they just said, well, you know what? We want to be kind and gentle. That's something I want to get into with you. I don't know if you've written anything about it yet, but I'm sure that you're hanging out with Kate Pavlich and Matt Vespa. I do want to ask you about the thing that I discussed with you about Matt Vespa in the next segment, though, when we get back. What is it, U.gov? I want to ask about that study that came out. Bearingarms.com, Bob Owens, you can catch him there, I guess, literally every day. The only time he takes time off is when he goes to hunt. And he does not hunt Cecil the Lion. He's a good boy hunter. They never hear him coming. And he's a fine aficionado of fine leather goods from Mean Gene Leather, which is something he and I also have in common. In any event, we're going to be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
We'll be right back. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Getting a good view of a sore throat can be difficult, but the new doctor-recommended sore throat exam kit from SayAwNow.com makes it easy. A first-of-its-kind, scientifically designed oral retractor to relax the tongue, minimize gag reflex, and increase visibility. Our made-in-the-USA kit also includes a medical-grade reference chart, easy-to-use website and app so that you're one click away from unparalleled sore throat information. Click SayAwNow.com. SayAwNow.com, a must-have for your family's medical preparedness.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO. TacticalHolsters.com. You know, they have these four iterations. They don't even have a name for the first setup of holsters and ammo carriers. And then they went to DC-3, then the Scorpion line, and now we have the Contact series. And I don't know what's coming next because they won't share it with me. But I know it's coming because they are innovation and modularity personified. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. My guest this hour from BearingArms.com is... Bob Owens. And I contacted Bob the other day. One of the things, I look at Town Hall. Well, Town Hall is like my gateway to Bearing Arms, so I always start at Town Hall. And I saw something that Matt Vespa wrote about a survey where America says we want expanded background checks and a gun registry and assault weapon bans. And you allayed my fears with a couple of things, like pointing out who the source of the survey was. But, I mean, did you and Matt ever discuss this? I mean, that's got to be one of the fringe benefits of dealing with Town Hall, that you have access to some of these cats.
I do chat with Matt on occasion, usually by Twitter when we do. I did not speak to him about this particular piece, which I believe the one you're referring to is the article he wrote called Buzzkill 64% Support a National Gun Register.
Yep.
And, you know, you've got to really consider when you see these god-awful polls that come out of nowhere seem to conflict with everything you know, there's a reason that you intuitively distrust these things. And it's because the survey methodology can be suspect, and the people taking the survey can be suspect. If you have somebody load a poll by asking certain people, or if it's a self-selected poll and you have one political group take over that poll, it's easy to really skew things. And I have very little faith in YouGov as a polling site. So, yeah, in this particular thing, I give it very little credibility. We know for a fact that more firearms than ever are owned by American citizens. We know that more people across all demographics own firearms than ever before. My friends at the National Shooting Sports Foundation have been documenting for several years the trend towards the fastest growing demographics being young female and urban shooters.
Yep.
So if everybody is suddenly against these guns, who? Where are these folks coming from? Something doesn't add up with the, you know, when you compare buying patterns across the country versus a one-off poll, which do you find more credible?
Let me ask you a question. Doesn't region where they do the poll, shouldn't that have a little bit to do with it too?
It very well could. I mean, if you ask somebody in the Northeast or in California where they have, or the parts of California where they have a very weak gun culture, you are going to get different results than if you ask somebody in the free states where there is a strong gun culture. And,
right,
and almost everybody owns a firearm. It's different outlooks and different views based upon region and polling area. And that can have a very strong impact.
See, whenever I see one of these polls, I don't even know where YouGov is. But, if they're like all of these other think tanks that are on a coastal liberal major population arena, liberal city, they're probably polling right there, aren't they? I mean, and here's the other thing. This is the other thing that is alarming me with the trend that I see, and I was just wondering if you see it. You remember when you were a kid where it would show the apes and how it ascended from Neanderthal to Cro-Magnon to Homo sapien and all this other stuff? It sort of seems on an intellectual basis we're reverting. The information, there's a higher degree of people that have been educated by media than by life experience themselves. And these are the ones that seem to be getting polled to me.
I don't think that's a bad assumption at all. I think it's actually pretty insightful. You have a lot of people who, instead of going out and experiencing life, are nose down in their smartphones and their tablets, and they're absorbing information of a sort, but they're not getting any direct experience. So they're forming opinions based on third-party information, and much of it's coming from sites like BuzzFeed or incredibly biased sites like Politico that, you know, have a not very clear but still very distinct agenda that they are trying to push. And so if you are not a smart information consumer and you don't know about the biases and the drive behind some of these information sources that you're consuming, you can get filled with a lot of really bad information.
Yeah. Yes, 304, I would mention that, except there's a little bit of stuff missing in there. As far as that goes, I mean, if you'd like to call in and ask that question, I'm sure we'd be, Bob would be happy. There's a in the chat room. Are you in the chat room, Bob?
I was. I forgot which. I'm trying to find the tab. I had it.
I've got a quote in here in the chat room. The Bearing Arms article failed because it facilitated apathy, which Bill loathes, without offering any alternative action. Oath keepers go home. What good is that, sir? How about adding Join Gun Owners of America and take political action? I don't, you know, I think your article probably only addressed the fact of the very people we just got done talking about, the low info, because there were a lot of people, I guess in Missouri, open carry is legal.
It is.
And they were all like, how can they be carrying these guns out in the open? These were the low info voters that, you know, you and I would see them coming down the street and we'd be like, I've never seen that kind of a plate carrier before. Let's go ask them what kind that is. But for the low info person, that could be somewhat abrasive to see that coming down the street.
It could. And you know, and I really take issue with the thought that we were facilitating apathy, because that was clearly not what we were pushing. What we were saying, and you know, I thought it was fairly clear, but apparently not, is that tactics matter. When the Oath Keepers came out in, what was it, November or December of 2014,
right,
coordinated their actions with shopkeepers and were there in a obviously defensive role to help people, and they were welcome. That's one thing.
Right. Let me get you to hold that, because we're going to run out of time and go into the break. We'll pick this up on the other side. I got something else we want to go into as well. BearingArms.com, that's where you can find what Bob is writing every day. That's where I go every day. It's the first place I go every day. We'll be right back on Thursday. This is Lock and Load. Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at GeorgiaOptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering My Fish Oil at checkout.
In recent years, we have witnessed the most catastrophic disasters in history. Earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, typhoons, and more. Legacy Premium Food Storage will prepare you. Our great-tasting, non-GMO quality food products have a 25-year shelf life, are the most affordable on the market, and are American-made. They're perfect for hiking, camping, and road trips, too. Be prepared with the best. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. That's SurvivalFoodAlliance.com.
From the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com. It's the only kind of holster I run, when I can. Unfortunately, they don't make a holster for some guns, and I try to base it on what they do carry, but what they do make, the ones that I have carried for 4 years now, will not break. Simply will not break. And if they did, they have a lifetime warranty on everything, on every modular piece, on every, in all of the thousands of ways you can mount one. Everything, lifetime warranty. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. My guest this hour is Bob Owens from BearingArms.com. I had to interrupt you. I want you to finish your thought because I don't think your article was calling for apathy as well. I think you were simply pointing out a bad tactic.
Yeah, and that was pretty much the point. You know, when the Oath Keepers came in the first time in 2014, they smartly took up defensive overwatch positions and coordinated their movements with local business owners, and they were welcome. When they came out this time, they showed up unexpectedly, and instead of sitting in a defensive posture, which was, you know, everybody understood what they were doing intuitively, you had four guys walking down the street in a diamond formation without wearing any sort of uniform, wearing body armor and carrying AR-15s with pistols strapped on their sides. And that made a lot of folks nervous. That was not good planning. They irritated and flat-out infuriated a lot of the locals. And so it was just really bad choice of tactics. And that's what the article, was attempting to address, is that you gotta be smart about what you do and how people see that. It can go south real fast if you do things the wrong way, but both in a political context and when you're talking about walking down the street in a riot zone, carrying rifles, anything, yeah, real tactical sense, it can go bad real fast.
Real fast. Yeah, I sort of agree with that. Almost 100%, I would guess. My thing is, if they wanted to walk around, they could have split up, gotten out of formation, had a plan to go into formation, had a plan to reveal everything, but they could have done it covertly. There's nothing wrong with being covert. I always, you know, when I was in the military, whenever we were, and I know these guys aren't in the military, but they're supposed to be ex-military, ex-law enforcement, something like that. I didn't want anybody to know I was there till they heard from me first. I didn't want them to see me. I wanted them to hear from me first. Where did that go? Oh, no, it's them. That kind of thing. You wrote an article that a lot of people are probably, well, a lot of liberals anyway. Because it's the new thing is the unarmed teen, isn't it? The unarmed young person. And there was a couple of years ago, there was a young man that was a football player, built like a football player, athletic, big boy, the kind of kid you look at and say, this kid's, I mean, he's just so impressive. And he didn't do anything wrong until the cops told him to stop moving. And then he charged them.
Mm-hmm.
And, when you've got a small linebacker bearing down on you, that's sort of dangerous.
It is. And I believe the young man you're talking about is probably named Michael Brown.
No, I'm talking about Jonathan Farrell, North Carolina's.
Oh, yes. The slightly older story.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's gotten kind of interesting. When that story first came out, the liberal media presented it as a overzealous cop shoots injured motorist. Except a lot of them went further, and it was overzealous white cop shoots injured black motorist for no reason. And lo and behold, there's a trial going on.
Right.
And during that trial, they had dash cam video that recently came to light, and it shows three officers rolling up because of a suspected burglar call, and you see Mr. Farrell start walking towards the officers, and then he just breaks out in a straight-on charge at Randall Carrick. And you hear Carrick shout three times for him to get on the ground before the gunfire starts. And he fires a total of 12 times and hits Carrick, Farrell 10 out of the 12 times, and ends up shooting Farrell off of him. When the scene is over, Farrell is laying on top of Carrick.
Right.
Which is a slightly different story than what they originally told us.
Yes, it was. It's been portrayed as a clear cut case of overreaction. To be fair here, the person that called the police to begin with, this young man had wrecked his car. He walked to a nearby house and knocked on the door, not beat on the door. He was just looking for help. The woman inside called 911, claiming that he was trying to break into the house. They never found a sign of that when they got there. And they looked at this and they said that she simply overreacted. But then when the police got there, you know, if in that situation, you know what I'm doing when they roll up and somebody says, all right, we got a call that you're trying to break into a house. I'm just going to go, oh, no, man, look at that car over there. Look at the front end of that car. I just wrecked it. I was trying to actually get help and call you guys.
Yeah. I've actually been in a situation where I've seen cop cars come screaming up on a robbery car, and I was the guy they rolled up on. That happened to me in Newburgh, New York, a number of years ago.
Right.
And you know what I did? I didn't charge him.
No.
I sat there and said, hello, officer, what can I do for you? And I kept my hands where they could see them until they cleared me as not being the suspect they were looking for. It's really easy not to get shot. You do what you're told to do, and you don't move.
Right. I've always thought so. I had a blue Chevrolet S10 one time that was a descriptive match to a car that had been used in a robbery, and I got pulled over in a parking lot, and they said, you're matching our description. I said, okay. They said, we need you to put your hands on the hood of your truck. I said, okay. I let them search me. They found out I wasn't the guy they were looking for. They moved on.
It's fun. funny how that works. People who tend to listen and slowly comply with law enforcement, don't make any sudden moves, tend to have positive experiences with them as long as they aren't the felon in question that they're looking for in the first place. Police officers have no interest in harassing good people. They tend to go after the folks who are causing problems.
Right. And but here's the thing I would point out, and there's a lot of people that would look at that when you and I are up there going, okay, yes, sir, no problem. And they would tell me, well, they've told me, I don't know if they've ever told you, but they'll tell me that I'm giving up my rights. And I don't necessarily think I'm giving up my rights. What I'm doing is that those guys have a job to do. And I recognize that they have a job to do. And 9 times out of 10, when something bad starts to happen, who gets the call to fix the bad thing? Those guys. Everybody does it. Liberals do it. Conservatives do it. Bad guys do it sometimes. So knowing that somebody called somebody and they've rolled up on me now, and I know I'm not the one that did it, it's not going to take very long for me to let them go out there. I do think that some of them, a very small percentage of them, are bad apples, as I'm sure you probably have looked at as well. But I think they're more the exception to the rule. They're like the gun grabbers themselves. They get lots of press and lots of YouTube views and everything else. And I'm just waiting for the dynamic to swing around to where they get dealt with harshly, but, you know, or quickly anyway. We'll be right back. My guest this hour is Bob Owens of BearingArms.com. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Are you enjoying Lock and Load? Would you like to meet more people like yourself? Look no further. Lock and Load has just the thing. Go to gcnlive.com/lockandload. There you will enjoy a special forum for you to communicate with others who also like the show. Tell us your opinion on what you hear on Lock and Load today. Visit us at gcnlive.com/lockandload. That's gcnlive.com/lockandload.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress, Psalm 31:3. We are FortressSurvivalLLC.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
All right, last time on the firing line. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. G-code with the, I built the ISIS welcome wagon bag, and while it was quite functional, it was also quite clumsy. And then G-code came out with the contact series, which is designed to work with itself beautifully. And I took everything I had, with the exception of the gun, and just tossed it in the corner. Go check out the contact series at TacticalHolsters.com. My guest this hour from BearingArms.com is Bob Owens. Bob, you're pointing out something. Does it bother you nowadays when you go into a place like Costco and they know that you just paid for everything you bought, and as you head out the door, they got to check your receipt?
Well, it doesn't bother me because I don't go to Costco because Costco doesn't support the Second Amendment.
That's true. But, I mean, Walmart has sort of the same policy where they watch you come through the checkout line and then check your receipt. And the reason I bring that up is because now you recently wrote an article about Regal Cinemas where they're going to check bags but not people.
Yes. That is the biggest scam, and I hope Regal gets chewed up alive over it by America's 100 million gun owners. What these cats are trying to pull is, as you know, you go into a theater, they make enough money to keep the lights on and pay their staff just from ticket sales.
Right.
They also have a grossly overpriced concessions area, which is 100% profit. What they're doing is they've announced bag searches because of a couple of recent theater shootings. But what they're really doing is they're using that as an excuse. They're trying to scapegoat gun owners, so they've got an excuse to look through your bag so that some poor mom who's barely scraping by, who's decided to take her kids out with a mat to a matinee, can't bring in snacks. They want her to instead shell out $20-$30 for overpriced stale popcorn and sugar water. That's what it boils down to.
Right.
They're scapegoating gun owners in the process.
Right. The are Regal Cinemas a gun-free zone, or do we know
they
that?
They are a gun-free. They are a gun-free zone, and it's complete BS that they're pulling because they're not training their people to search concealed carriers. They're not putting up metal detectors. They're not really worried about stopping guns at all. They're worried about their concessions profits.
Well, sure. But This is going to have quite the blowback because in the article it states where a woman has her bag searched, but they don't search her husband who's carrying a gun.
Yep.
So,
everybody, this is a free country. They are free to run their business as they see fit. I'm free to go somewhere else to watch a movie. That's the way I look at it.
I don't go to movie theaters anymore. I have given up on movie theaters a long time ago. You know, I don't. When you're sitting in a movie theater, I don't like the experience anyway. So I wait for it to come out on DVD or on iTunes, and I just buy it, and then I watch it here. And if I want popcorn, well, then I have popcorn. If I don't want anything, I have nothing. And I don't have to see a bunch of kids dancing in front of the movie screen while everybody looks around and acts like they're not there. So I don't. And I don't have to worry about it being gun-free.
Very true.
Yeah, so they're taking their own selves out of contention to get my business anyway.
Well, and what I think is amusing about this is that there are a lot of people like you who've decided to give up the theaters, and they don't go, and the theaters are dying slowly as a result of this trend. You know, people wait for it to come out on Netflix or go to Redbox or wherever and pick up their movies and don't want to wait and pay, you know, for overpriced tickets and overpriced food. And so all Regal Cinemas is doing is managing to hurt themselves even more. So, you know, good luck with that policy, guys. Enjoy that bankruptcy court.
Now we got, I don't know if this call coming in is for us or not, but you know, the gun grabbers, who are very imaginative. They have quite the imagination, although they basically everything they try is sort of a retread of everything. But is this call for us? Apparently this call is for us. Let me go ahead and get it while we have time.
Absolutely.
Well, wait a minute. No, this call is not for us. Okay. So we're going to move on. The gun grabbers out there wanted the major retailers. They went after the big dogs and wanted them to break federal law and just, if you didn't get the automatic check, the automatic NICS check, and it went beyond 3 days, they wanted it just to go on through perpetuity. That's been kicked back.
Mm-hmm. And as well as should. I mean, we're sitting here, we've got a NICS system that actually functions better than they actually expected it would. And what Bloomberg and his goons are trying to do is create a false scenario where they're basically just harassing gun owners. I've worked in a gun shop. I've done the background checks. I've called them in. And what happens with your typical delay, and they are fairly frequent to give a delay, it's because you share a name with somebody. If you're a junior and senior has a criminal record, you can get flagged. If you live at the address that belongs to somebody that is a prohibited person, say the guy just moved out, you moved in, boom, you get flagged. So what they're doing is a delay means that they've got a partial data hit somewhere in one of the databases they're pulling from prohibited people. And very, very rarely do they actually have a delay turn into a denial. So about 2,500 times a year out of more than a million gun sales. So we're talking an infinitesimal amount of time. When that occurs, ATF has a unit or actually has a procedure to go out, get the FFL 4473 for that person to verify where they are, and then they go and collect it, usually within 2 to 3 days. I've been involved in one of those. It was literally the next day that after this guy picked up a gun, they went and confiscated it and arrested him. So, you know, they're trying to make an issue out of something that is not really a problem.
Yes, yes. One thing I wanted to ask, in North Carolina, do they have the setup where if you have the carry permit that you don't have to go through the background check?
That is exactly how it's set up. And they
haven't caught a hold of that, have they? The gun grabbers don't know that exists, do they?
I don't know that they don't know it exists. It's just they can't do anything about it.
Yeah, but this would be one of those things where they get out there and say, well, you know, when the permit was issued, that was just a simple Polaroid. You know, these people are criminals in waiting. And, you know, I'm waiting for that to happen. I keep wanting them to discover that just so we can have a little fun with that one. Anyway, we're about to run out of time, Bob. BearingArms.com. You can find Bob Owens there. Bob is a little more versatile than I am because in addition to going tactical and doing reviews and being political, he's also a hunter. You go out and you hunt. So, I mean, I'm not a hunter. I don't know anything about hunting guns and hunting scopes or anything else like that. So when you go to BearingArms.com, you're going to get a grab bag of everything having to do with the gun. That's why I like it. Although, except for the hunting part, I'm just not a hunter, Bob. I'm sorry.
I'm not as much as a hunter as I am an eater. And to get some tasty stuff, you got to kill it yourself.
You got to go kill your dinner. That's right. You and Doug Giles need to get together.
That could be interesting.
Yeah. He's quite the hunter himself, and both of you don't really care, which is why I like both of you. You don't really care what you say, but I will circle back to you. You stay safe. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to be joined by Aaron Cowan. We're going to talk agency arms and training. We'll be back at this in 22 hours between now and then. Remember this, it has never been gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control on a Thursday. This has been Lock and Load. Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.